Narayati, so is it right to understand that once the realization happens, there is no more Vyoga Sanyoga kind of...
Until realization, Yoga, Vyoga and Sanyoga, both will be there.
Sure.
But so we realize they are not separate events. One, both support each other. What is our problem now? When you are separated from something, you think I have lost something and it has nothing to do with getting. So that is what Bhagavan Krishna wants to highlight and explain. Sukha and dukkha, happiness and unhappiness, gain and loss, everything has a meaning if we understand it. You see? So, if you don't lose, if you are not hungry, for example, can you enjoy food?
No.
But we are not able to understand, if I don't lose something, I will never grow up.
Yes.
Because through experience only, we see that when I lose something, I feel bad.
Yeah.
And that idea first is confined to myself. But upon progress, we see that if somebody loses something, that person also feels exactly like me. So that sympathy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Grows. That is how we grow. So everything has got a lesson for us to learn. But so this marvelous upasanas that we are going to outline, it clearly explains holistic attitude. Both are necessary for our growth.
Yes.
That is the point.
The supporter supported also ends?
Yes, because if a Agnani is not there, how does that fellow know that I am a Gnani? Yeah, a Gnani is necessary for whom? Who will recognize a person as a Gnani if there is no Agnani?
Yes.
So, when we think deeply, everything is absolutely related. Supporter supported. For example, if nobody wants to listen to me, can I take these classes?
No.
Yeah. If nobody wants to take initiation, will there be a guru?
No.
If there is nobody who is dependent upon God, will God know that I am God?
No.
You see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Without devotees, God is useless.
And this Shabda Kirtiya, and Mahan Bhavati, Mahan is great, and Kirtiya is it famous?
He becomes famous sooner or later, then or later, people will come to know. There were so many obscure lives, they never became famous at that time. Subsequently, they have become famous. But the person himself will not care whether he is famous or not. Some people become famous, that is also God's will. Some saints remain obscure, but they are not worried about it. So, this is to encourage people, what do I get if I turn to spiritual life?
Absolutely. This Mahatma and Mahan, would it be same?
Yes, correct.
No, I was just thinking of Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes, so that's why he's called Mahatma.
He will get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, and you have explained that not necessarily good children. Because one of the sons became a problem.
Anyway, that is not his problem.
Huh.
The problem, we said, is good disciples are there, followers are there.
Huh.
That is important.
Right, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
This is to encourage sadhaka that even if you don't want God, you will get many worldly benefits. Don't forget that.
Yeah, sure. Jai Thakur. Thank you so much, Jai. Thank you.
Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, for Saguna Brahma, when we think about the concept, scriptures talk about an ideal way to imagine God. But practically speaking, like in this Panchakosha model, there is Anna Brahma. So Anna Brahma becomes the Saguna Brahma.
Yes.
Like a short-term goal and long-term goal.
Yeah.
Is that how to...
Correct.
Okay.
So, we should not even say that when we think of Saguna Brahma, the question of thinking about Nirguna Brahma doesn't arise. He is beyond thought. And even when you are thinking of Nirguna Brahma, you are calling him Nirguna. Is it Saguna or Nirguna?
Saguna.
Whatever thoughts arise, since the limit mind is limited, anything, any thought will be limited only. That is why Thakur said nobody can describe Brahman. That is the thing. So we can only improve our idea of Saguna Brahma. Slowly, slowly, he is everything. He is slowly giving up the narrow, selfish identity, expanding more and more through these panchakoshas, identifying oneself with the universal. That is the, and when we succeed in all these three bodies or panchakoshas, our task is over, then we know who we are.
Saguna Brahma also grows along with the devotee, right?
That's what Swamiji said, you know. As man grows, God also grows.
Yeah.